eventually, and I'm telescoping events, of course, quite ruthlessly, eventually I settled in Kalimpong. And Kalimpong, the name is usually interpreted as meaning a skull capsized, or a capsized skull, a small town in the eastern Himalayas, 4,000 feet above sea level. And from Kalimpong, from practically all quarters of Kalimpong, we have a wonderful view of the snow ranges of the Himalayas. I can see them in my mind's eye even as I speak. And among these snow ranges, among these snow peaks, is the second highest peak in the world, Kanchenjunga, which means the five treasures of the snow. And one could see Kanchenjunga, except during the rainy season, almost every day, just standing there, against the blue sky, way up, as it were, in the blue sky. The whole area, in fact, was a very, very inspiring area indeed. One can say that Kanchenjunga was a very inspiring sight. It certainly was, and especially when one saw it practically every day, one never got tired of looking at it. This great snowy peak, right up there in the blue sky, with the clouds far below, wearing its white plume very often, where the snow was blown off it by the winds. But the whole area was very, very inspiring. I remember the atmosphere was very, very clear. You could see very often for many, many miles. The atmosphere, in fact, was so clear, and I believe that of Tibet, which of course was very near, just a few miles away, was even clearer. So that in this very clear atmosphere, everything stood out with greater vividness, with a very strange, almost hypnotic vividness of colour. One seemed to see the colours much more clearly than one saw them down in the plains, much more clearly certainly than one sees them in this country, even in Brighton. And sometimes it seemed, especially just after the rains, as though everything was made of jewels, that one was living in a world made of jewels. The colours of everything were so bright and so vivid. The white, of course, the snowy white of the mountains, the intense blue of the blue sky, the vivid green of the vegetation, and the scarlet and the yellow and the blue of all the wonderful mountain flowers, and also the gay costumes of the people, whether they were Nepalese or whether they were Tibetans or Bhutanese or Sikkimese or even Indians. The only people who weren't very colourful in appearance, I'm sorry to say, were the Europeans, especially the missionaries, who usually wore black. So in this world, made as it were of jewels, in Kalimpong, I lived for 14 years, and I founded a small monastery there after 7 years, a small vihara, and I had people staying with me from time to time. And all during this period, during this 14 years, I was getting deeper and deeper into the study and the practice of Buddhism. And I had, fortunately, contact with quite a number of teachers, especially teachers from Tibet, who were at that time beginning to come out, including some very great teachers indeed. And from them I was so fortunate as to receive various ordinations and initiations. But during those 14 years, I didn't stay all the time in Kalimpong. I sometimes went down to the plains, as it were, just to see what it was like at first. Went down sometimes to Calcutta, sometimes across the subcontinent to Bombay, and also to Delhi. Visited sometimes the Buddhist holy places like Buddhagaya, and Saranath, and Lumbini, and Rajgir, and Nalanda. And eventually, towards the end of the 14 years, or rather during the second seven of the 14 years, I became involved with a very big movement, that is to say, the movement of mass conversion of ex-untouchables, ex-untouchable Hindus, to Buddhism. That, again, is another story, a very lengthy story. But most of the time I spent in Kalimpong, and there I did also a certain amount of literary work, especially during the rainy season. I must say that I used to enjoy the rainy seasons in Kalimpong very, very much. It's a very beautiful season of the year. It's not cold. It's still quite warm. But all day, or most of the day, the rain simply comes down. You hear it just peacefully falling on the roof, peacefully falling on the leaves of the trees, peacefully falling on the crops in the fields, just peacefully falling down. And everything becomes so quiet and so hushed. And of course, there are no visitors. So you can get on with your work, you can get on with your meditation, you can get on with your writing. So the rainy season was my favourite time for quite a number of years for writing. So this was my life. This was my life in India. This was my life in Kalimpong for 18 years, for 14 years, 14 years, that is to say, in Kalimpong. This was my life until 1964.